Welcome to Real Money Radio, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. Here's your host, certified financial planner, David Holland.
Welcome to the program, ladies and gentlemen. Got an interesting twist for you. I think it's kind of a fun topic, and it is the idea of having fun. What? Financial planner wants you to have fun? Yes, indeed. We want you to have fun, ladies and gentlemen. It's not all about savings and being so careful and planning for 30 years from now, although all that stuff's really important. But it's also about living your life. And the tie-in here, of course, is how you spend your money and how you spend it well and responsibly and make good choices. And so I'm kind of excited here. I've got Nanny Pandit on the line. She is Managing Director of JP Morgan Chase. And we're going to be talking about a lot of things, including a survey that was done recently that we'll be discussing about a fund deficit, a fund shortfall that we have in the United States that we need to work on curing and how to do that. Nanny comes to us as the general manager of the Freedom Card portfolio at JP Morgan Chase in New York. They have a newly released Freedom Unlimited card, which we'll talk a little bit about as well. Nanny joined Chase in 2009. Prior to her current role, she managed co-brand cards with partners such as Southwest, British Airways, Fairmont Hotels, Amtrak, and the like. Prior to Chase, she spent over a decade as a vice president with American Express and led the central team in building out their international brand for small business cards and that portfolio in other markets such as Australia, Japan, UK, Italy, and Canada. So, world traveler, it sounds like. Nanny has a general management consulting experience in India and has lived in Singapore, India, and Hong Kong. Very interesting. We'll have to get a little perspective from her on that as well. And graduate management degree from India Institute of Management, Calcutta, and an MBA from Wharton School of the University of Pennsylvania. Ooh, that's a big one, and I appreciate that. Nanny lives in New York City with her two daughters and her husband. Nanny, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, David. I really appreciate this opportunity.
Well, thank you for making time for us. And I have to ask, because it's purely out of jealousy that I ask this question. How much world traveling do you do?
You know, it's a bit less now okay. than when I had an international role. But
yeah.
My family still lives in India, so I do get to go quite often.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's wonderful. That's exciting. You know, it's always interesting to hear about those things and especially, you know, some of the places you've been. And so I want to dive in because I have a suspicion you and I will run out of time if we don't get to this quickly. And that is that the Chase just released a new Freedom Unlimited card, which I'd like to talk to you about, and also conducted a survey that showed that we're in what you guys have you've termed this fund deficit, F-U-N, not F-U-N-D, F-U-N, fund deficit, and that nearly all the respondents in the survey that say that the funds obviously a very important part of their lives, but a lot of them aren't doing as much of it as they would like. And what's interesting that I really want to dig into is that as many as half said that they limited their fun on purpose and only let themselves have fun half the time. And so what's this survey? What prompted the survey and what's this all about?
So, David, yes, it is surprising how few people say they're having fun in their everyday lives. And we do a lot of customer listening and we do a lot of research amongst our customers for you know, all of our products and Freedom in particular. When we think about the Freedom customers, they are, you know, very disciplined spenders and you know, very strategic value seekers. But they also think about, you know, they spend some time thinking about what cards to get, how they can earn their cash back. And then the biggest insight was they like to spend the cash back that they get on the little fun things that they can do every day.
Mm.
And so we did the survey wanting to find out from the survey was done not just for our customers, but just for the general public. To get a feeling for what are people spending on, what are they spending their cash back dollars that they get back from their credit card spend, what do they like spending on, what would they like more of. And I think what we got back from the fun survey was that fun doesn't have to be expensive or grandiose.
Mm, okay.
Actually, you know, 81% of Americans believe that between $1 to $5 purchase can turn their day from sort of good to great.
I like that. That makes sense.
Yeah, exactly. And there are unlimited opportunities to find fun in your everyday.
Okay, so I get it now.
That's what prompted it.
Yeah, I get it now. So the new card is Chase Freedom Unlimited card. So I get it. You've kind of tied into that. And if I get it, I did take the opportunity to take a quick look at the website that people can check out, of course. You can Google it. Just type in Chase Freedom Unlimited, and you'll have the credit card pop up and information about it. And it seems like you've really struck a nerve here, Nanny, with this approach that you have in your survey, that people, you know, want to have the ability to choose what they spend their points on or their cash back money. And you've kind of tied the card into that where it's, you know, you pick. You don't have to be so concerned about what, you know, blackout dates or points for this or only for that. And you can kind of do what you want with it.
Exactly. And I think, David, today, the consumer today wants something simple, wants something straightforward, and they want, to make the choice themselves. Chase already had a very successful cashback product, cashback freedom product, on which you earn 1% of all purchases and cashback, and you got 5% on categories that we change every quarter. On the essential, you know, things like gas, grocery, restaurants, and it's an incredibly successful portfolio. We have a large and loyal customer base. However, when we listened to our customers, we were seeing that there was a group of customers that didn't want to have rotating categories. They just wanted something even more simple.
Yeah.
And something that they could earn a sort of a flat rate, 1.5% on all their purchases.
Wow.
And
that's
so
pretty high.
That's what brought the launch of the Freedom Unlimited. And we have just been, the response has been fantastic.
That's wonderful. And simplicity is good, you know, because quite candidly, I'll tell you, Nanny, that I get a little confused with what's in my safe, what's in my wallet, it's like, good grief. For consumers, you know, we are bombarded, as you know, daily by thousands of messages, and it's just overwhelming. So it literally is 1.5% on whatever purchases you make, and there's no categories, no nonsense, just straight up 1.5% back, and that's it?
That's it.
That's pretty
Absolutely.
Simple.
Absolutely. And in fact, so you earn 1.5 for the cashback, and we give you you can redeem for any amount at all, whatever you want to, and you can redeem it for, you can either get your cash back if that's the way you like it, or
right.
You can get gift cards.
That's cool.
Or you can even spend it at a point of sale at select merchants. So there's people want the flexibility to spend the cash back in the way they want. Some of the insights that we got from our customers is, give me the cash and I can make the most of it. I want to be able to have control over what I spend, my cash back on. And another insight that sort of, flowed right into the fun conversation is
right.
Where they say, I want to have opportunities for fun and I love the cash back because I know that every purchase I make is getting me this cash back, and I use this for a little splurges down the road.
Hmm.
So, people want to spend it on the big things and the little things. I mean, you could literally spend your cash back on a cup of coffee at Starbucks. And
yeah.
That could be your pick-me-up for the afternoon. You know, just a little joy in your life it can be brought from simple things.
That's sometimes all it takes, Nanny. If you're just joining us, ladies and gentlemen, Nanny Pandit is our guest, Managing Director of JPMorgan Chase, and we're talking about the survey they did recently on this fund deficit and how we're going to work on fixing it, and then, of course, also a little bit about the new credit card, Chase Freedom Unlimited, which sounds pretty good. We'll take a quick break. We'll come right back, talk to Nanny a little bit more about the card, and also I want to get into small business and how small businesses can leverage this kind of credit card loan leverage and managing cash flows and doing the things they need to do. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
The Rice and Rose Law Firm is celebrating 30 years of service in Volusia and Flagler counties. I'm Paul Rice, and I'm board certified in divorce and family law. I focus on representing divorcing spouses over the age of 50. For those previously divorced individuals who desire to marry again but want to avoid the expense and acrimony of another contested divorce, I specialize in drafting prenuptial and postnuptial agreements. You can contact me in our Daytona Beach office at 257-1222 or visit my website at ricerosenlaw.com.
Does getting financial advice seem like a game of cat and mouse? Maybe it's time to hire a fiduciary, a financial professional who puts the needs of his clients ahead of his own. A fiduciary also means an advisor should recommend products and services he believes will best serve his clients' needs, not what an insurance company or investment company tells him he has to sell. Next time you're talking to an advisor, ask him, "Are you a fiduciary? Yes or no?" If the advisor doesn't know, then the answer's probably no. This public service announcement is brought to you by Holland Financial, who wants to help you to plan stronger. For more information, call 671-PLAN or visit planstronger.com.
Hey, David Holland here. I'd like you to listen closely to a few words from my good friends, Tony Papandrea and Florida Hospital Hospice Care Foundation.
Hi, I'm Tony, chairman of the Florida Hospital Hospice Care Foundation. If you need more income now with some tax advantages and would like to leave a future benefit for Florida Hospital Hospice Care, a charitable gift annuity might be a good fit for you. Learn how to include charitable gift annuities in your financial planning. They could benefit you with higher tax advantage yields than you are getting now and benefit Florida Hospital Hospice Care later. Call us at 386-586-4440 for more information.
And we are back with Nanny Pandit on the line with us, Managing Director of J.P. Morgan Chase, and talking a little bit about the new Chase Freedom Unlimited credit card. And now I got to ask one more follow-up question on this, Nanny. I'm getting all my answers to your credit card answered right now. Unlimited meaning unlimited. I mean, if somebody spends $100,000 on the credit card over the course of whatever, a year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, whatever it is, they get 1.5% on all that.
There's no limit to
wow.
the earning.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is really cool.
How about
and in addition to the unlimited earn, we also have the card also comes with a 0% introductory offer on purchases and balance transfers. The
That's
APR
nice.
Is for 15 months.
Yeah.
From account opening, we are also offering new cardholders $150 bonus after spending $500 in the first 3 months of account opening. So it comes with a lot of goodies to get started with.
That's nice. Well, how about for businesses? Because, you know, businesses are always looking for ways to manage their cash flows and leverage their, you know, their assets. And is this something that would be appropriate for business owners to also consider?
So, David, this card is for consumers,
okay.
for individual consumers.
Okay.
But I would encourage your listeners to go to the Chase website, and we have a whole host of Chase business cards.
Okay.
The Inc. business cards. And I would encourage you, listeners, as I said, to either go to a Chase branch or to the Chase website.
Okay,
and,
good.
There's a lot that we offer for small businesses.
That's good to know. The for the consumer card, though, for this particular card, this may be a dumb question, but I'm sure other people will have it when they go to the website like I did. Is it issued with, is it Visa, MasterCard? What is it?
We actually work with both associations. But
oh, okay.
Yep.
Either one, okay. All right. So that if somebody prefers one or the other, they could work with one or the other. That's their choice.
We have a lot of cards that are issued with Visa.
Okay. Good. Okay. Well, that's fine. The Visa's accepted, you know, everywhere that I've ever been. So I never had anybody tell me they don't take Visa. That I've heard people not take other cards. But all right. Well, that's very interesting. So let me ask you this back to. A more general question, because I kind of referred to this with, you know, my not being able to keep track of, you know, these different things. For a while there, credit cards were just, people were getting offers every day back before, of course, before the crisis in the mid-2000s and the Great Recession. And then subsequent, it seemed like, you know, a lot of that got curtailed. But now it seems as though credit is back on the rise again, and the banks have started to loosen up and become a little bit more interested in offering credit, and even I'll use the word hungry for extending credit. And so where do you see, from your vantage point, of course, having done this as long as you have, over a decade, I really would be curious to get your perspective, Nanny, on how the use of credit in the United States is evolving, and especially from the standpoint of the institutions that are offering these cards.
I think David, credit is we offer a wide variety of products to all segments of customers based on their needs. And we're constantly listening to, you know, people's evolving needs and what's changing. And we ensure that we have products in the market that meet customers' current needs. And I think the one thing that is changing are people are becoming more financially aware based on, you know, the shows like yours where people are just becoming more financially savvy, are more awareness of you know, what they need to do to manage their own credit profiles. So we are seeing a much more educated and aware customer.
Okay.
People are much more aware of what they need to do to maintain responsible credit. So, you know, banks are definitely offering a wide variety of products.
Okay, good. Well, that's good to know. And so you mentioned the consumer's credit or their personal profile. So there are different cards that might fit different people just based on their spending patterns or what they're looking to get out of the card?
Exactly right. So there's a variety of cards. Some that, you know, the cashback segment that we have two very good products for, the Freedom and the Freedom Unlimited. Chase also offers travel rewards cards. We have a large number of very strong co-brand partners and co-brand cards. So if you like to accumulate points or miles, there is you know, a product that is appropriate for you that that Chase offers. I really would encourage your listeners to go to the Chase website. It's really everything laid out there, very well explained. So depending on, and you know, from time to time, consumers' needs change.
Yeah, sure, of course.
You know, sometimes you're looking for a card that meets your spending needs. Sometimes you need a card that meets your borrowing needs.
Right.
And at different stages of your life, you have different needs.
That's a good point.
So that's the way we think about our product.
Yeah, that's a great point, Nanny, because people's needs, and I deal with this, of course, in my financial planning work that I do, is people's needs change and evolve. What they need to do at 60 or 65 when they're moving into retirement versus what they need to do at 30 is very different. I would imagine the same is true for credit card utilization.
Absolutely right. So what you need in your 20s or 30s or 40s, you know, and even as you go through, whether you are you're an individual, you have a family, or you have your needs change. And like I said, we do, when we develop our value propositions for our products, we are thinking about the best way to do it is, you know, keep a customer segment in mind, think about their needs, and develop a product around those needs.
That's a good point. And that brings me to another question that I've been really, the most poignant one for me is, with all of the cards that are out there, and I'm sure that J.P. Morgan Chase, as does other credit card companies, you know, kind of keeps a finger on the pulse of what other companies are offering. How do we, you know, in each of these segments, there are different profiles. You know, I get that there's different cards for different people, but within a given profile, if I were to look at myself, for example, and say, okay, how do I compare different cards and, you know, be able to make a comparison? I mean, what, you know, are there certain specific things that we should look at that are probably maybe five things or something like that that should be the key things I look at when I want to make these comparisons?
David, really, it would be dependent on, you know, your needs at that particular time in your life.
Okay.
But in general, I would look at, you know, if rewards is important to you, then what is the rewards that the card offers? Like in this case, it's the Freedom offers cashback. How do you earn those rewards? Are there any limitations, restrictions?
Okay.
Do you like the way, or is it easy for you? Do you simply, you understand what they're offering easily? And is that the way that you like to earn your rewards?
Right.
Because there's no one right way.
Okay.
As we see with both our Freedom cards, some people prefer earning the 1% on everything and 5% on rotating categories. And there's a very large segment that now has voted with their, you know, with their feet and come to us with the, on the 1.5% product. So,
yeah.
You know, think about if your rewards are important to you, think about how you like to earn them. Think about what you like to do with your rewards, whether you like to get the cash back for it. Do you want, and we offer a variety of ways to redeem your rewards. Or to use your rewards, which is you can get cash back, you can get gift certificates, you can get travel benefits. So how do you like you know, to use your rewards, then there are some basic things that you you have to make sure that cards offer. Built-in protection features, like zero liability protection.
Right.
Does it have a chip? Do you travel overseas? Is it a chip enabled with security? And then there are another host of benefits, such as, you know, on Freedom, we offer you something called price protection. We offer you purchase protection. You know, so these are things that you need to look at, all the benefits that the product offers. Last but not least, you know, make sure if you have any borrowing needs that the card is able to meet those too, whether it has an introductory offer, how long does the introductory offer last, what are your ongoing percentage, the APR that you get, mm-hmm. the rate. So those are sort of a few things that I will look at. And, you know, different things work for different people.
Right, sure. Well, that actually makes a great point, Nanny, because there is, you know, it's not unusual for people to have more than one card, and people can think about it from the standpoint of having maybe one card that is more for borrowing if they have an emergency or need that money, or they need to buy something and then, you know, pay it off over time, versus the card perhaps that they're using to earn points or get cash back or whatever the case may be.
Absolutely. And you know, there is, people do tend to compartmentalize their lives and their spending. To your point, sometimes they take a card. Some people prefer to compartmentalize. Other people say, I prefer to earn it, you know, consolidate their spending, mm-hmm. and earn it all on and spend on one card.
Right.
So, again, it's a personal preference.
That makes sense. If you're just joining us, Nanny Pandit is our guest today, and she's Managing Director of JPMorgan Chase. We're talking about the new Chase Freedom Unlimited card, and also we're talking about this study that was done, the survey that about the fund deficit, and we'll talk more about that after we grab a quick break. And word from our sponsor, stay right there.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Get the gift of opportunity. Support The Y.
For more information on what your Y does and how you can help, visit vfymca.org/give.
The Y, for a better us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dan Drake. My staff and I have enjoyed delivering excellent, lasting dental care to countless patients for many years. We are a modern dental practice offering a full range of services, including cosmetic, implant, Invisalign, and general dentistry. Additionally, I am one of only a few dentists licensed to perform IV sedation, sleep dentistry to help those of you who are anxious. My belief and commitment is to deliver outstanding dental care and positive patient experiences. We look forward to serving you. If you have a dental question or concern, don't hesitate to call us at 386-673-1611 or visit AtlanticDentists.com.
Hi, this is David Holland. I've been going to Dr. Drake's office for over 20 years. I trust them, and you can too.
Hi, this is Mike Peerless, NMLS number 1073735, Reverse Mortgage Director for Holland Mortgage Services, a subsidiary of Holland Financial. It used to be that people considered a reverse mortgage as a loan of last resort. In fact, our company's founder and host of this program, David Holland, was a skeptic himself. However, after many client requests, David investigated this product thoroughly and decided that a reverse mortgage could fit into one's overall financial plan. Holland Mortgage Services is a licensed Florida broker, and we can help you refinance your existing mortgage and stop making ongoing monthly mortgage payments. However, you're still responsible for payment of property taxes, homeowners insurance, and HOA fees. You can also tap your home's equity to pay off credit cards or put cash in the bank. Call 386-671-7526 today for a free evaluation. Sometimes, to move forward, you need to go reverse. That number again is 386-671-7526. Holland Mortgage Services, NMLS number 1432962.
And we are back. Nanny Pandit is on the line with us, Managing Director of JPMorgan Chase. I want to come back to the survey. Again, we've got just a couple minutes left here, Nanny. I wanted to talk about some of the big results from the survey that we haven't talked about yet. Anything else that really stands out in your opinion that, you know, I guess this one thing that I'd love for you to talk about is the where people are limiting themselves on, I mean, like being their own enforcer and not letting themselves have too much fun. What's that about?
Yeah, that was a very surprising finding that we saw. 85% said it's more important to have frequent, small, less expensive moments of fun in our day. And yet only 74%, which is almost all of them, the three quarters of them, who have cashback cards, postpone fun by waiting until the dollar value adds up before spending the money. So while 85% of them think it's important and they should be doing it, three quarters of them don't actually do it. So I think for us it was more about starting the dialogue and telling people that, you know, you've earned it. And people feel this and they just don't take any action about it, but they do feel like I've earned it and I've earned this reward. And, encouraging people while being fiscally responsible, financially responsible citizens, I think to have that, you spend that dollar or $5 on, as I mentioned, a cup of coffee or a cupcake or a little picnic, because you can redeem your cash back for even the smallest amount, and to recognize how hard you work and then there is a little bit of a reward and fun at the end of it.
Yeah, and of course, the fiscal responsibility. we certainly don't want people to get the idea, and I know sometimes people get a little twisted up with this, and they spend and go, yeah, but golly, I'm earning all these points. So, we want to keep some balance and perspective. But if you are going to spend and you are going to make a purchase, why not get some benefits out of it above and beyond whatever the purchase is, and then turn around and make that, parlay that into something that would be fun and being able, of course, to choose your own, purpose or whatever you want to do. And a lot of people also do things where they donate points or other things and other rewards that they get. So, people have a lot of different ways of using it.
Lots of different ways of using it. Absolutely. And I think the one good thing that I just wanted to reiterate is that you can do it in small amounts. I think the message was, don't wait for something big and grandiose. Just try to do more of the little things every day and bring joy into your life.
Well, that is good advice, Nanny. And I think that, you're coming out with a card that makes that easy. We certainly applaud that. And I was looking at it and myself, and I think it's definitely worth taking a look at. And I think that, people always need to be stepping back and looking at where they are and reevaluating what works best for them. And, things continue to evolve and change, and you can't just let it just sit. It's always good to come back and revisit and look at new opportunities like what you've got today.
Excellent, David. I hope I was able to give your listeners a bit of a taste for what the Freedom Unlimited and the Fund Survey, the insights that the survey provided us.
Thank you. Yes, I think you have, Nanny. Thank you very much. Nanny Pandit, ladies and gentlemen, Managing Director, JPMorgan Chase. Check out that new Chase Freedom Unlimited card if you'd like. Just do a Google search and it'll pop right up. Thank you, Nanny, for being with us.
Thank you so much. This was a lot of fun for me, too.
Today's edition of Real Money Radio has been brought to you by Holland Financial, conveniently located on Granada Boulevard in Ormond Beach. Could you benefit from a one-on-one confidential conversation with David Holland, or would you like a second opinion to make sure that you're on the right track? Call Holland Financial at 671-PLAN or visit us at planstronger.com to schedule your no-obligation consultation. David looks forward to discussing the financial issues that matter most to you. The host of Real Money Radio, David Holland, is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of experience. And because David provides advice to clients on a daily basis, his hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Commentary given during this radio program should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities are not an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual situation and only where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Real Money Radio is produced by Holland Productions.